It is time once again for Main Street Magazine on air here on Robinhood Radio. Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio. Of course, you can find Main Street Magazine not only at newsstands and areas throughout our tri-state region, but also on the web, mainstreetmag.com, mainstreetmag.com. And we try to speak at least every couple of weeks or every week to Thorin Christensdottir, who is the chief cook and bottle washer at Main Street Magazine.
That's a good way to put it.
Nice to talk to you again, Thorin.
Thank you. I
went to the website Main Street Mag and noticed a few things. The first thing that I noticed, and I was wondering, you've got a film review on Abominable that is also on the website. Let's talk a little bit about that film review first.
Sure. So CB is our in-house film critic, and as you'll notice when you go to our tab of the arts, underneath of which are our film reviews, he's already given us, I think, three or four reviews now, and the latest is Abominable. He said, even though it's not playing, you know, in Millerton, but it is playing in some larger theaters across our region, he said he went and saw it with a couple of his grandkids, and he said it was a beautiful little film that was a lot of fun. And so, you know, I was like, of course, you know, we have kids. We're, you know, we're always looking for things to do for the kids. And so it's great to see, you know, a fun flick that the whole family can enjoy.
You know, and today's, and what's great about today's films that are made for kids, they're also made so they can be inclusive, where the adults will have a good time. I mean, when I was a kid growing up, films for kids were for kids. They just were. But now parents and grandparents can go with their children and their grandchildren and actually enjoy the same movie and see it in different ways.
Certainly. And my daughter's she's almost three, and she's just starting to get into movies, and she has two that she likes and we watch on repeat. And my stepson, who's 10, is like, are we watching that one again? You know, but it's funny watching some of these films, you know, that we have on DVD or movies that I saw when I was a kid. You watch it now and you're like, oh, geez, you know, that's meant for an adult, that humor. And, you know, as you're a kid, you don't even notice it. But it's so fun to see, you know, not just the humor that is put into today's films that, you know, are meant for, you know, kids, but to see the graphics and the depth of it. It's just fantastic.
We are speaking once again about Main Street Magazine, Main Street Mag on the web, and also various places throughout the tri-state region. Another story that caught my eye was Training Tiny Humans.
Yes, so I have to give you the backstory. And under our tab on the website, Animals and Outdoors, is what you'll find called the Otis Feed. Ashley is our in-house, basically everything. Ashley does a little bit of everything with us, and she's one of the masterminds of our March animal and farming issue. It's her favorite issue of the year because she's a crazy animal person. Well, crazy cat lady. She is self-proclaimed, and we make fun of her. But her cat is Otis, and he's a long-haired. He's, I think, about 10 years old now, and so her life has been all about Otis. This cat is like her life, so every year when we have the animal themed issue, we do anything animal related, she keeps saying, we need to put Otis on the cover. We need to do this with Otis and that with Otis. It's a halfway joke. So when we, in the spring, started launching the website and planning what we were going to have on, I was like, here you go. Here's Otis's, you know, 15 minutes of fame. You know, he gets his own page. He gets his own blog. And so Ashley, every week, she and quote unquote Otis, you know, write a little snippet of what's happening in Otis's life. And her latest little last week was Training Tiny Humans, because Ashley's daughter is just turned one. And so she loves the kitty. And she even says kitty when she sees Otis. And so it was a little story of the encounter that Ellie had with Otis. And Otis was not all too happy. So his whole blog last week was about having to train the tiny humans to be respectful of the cat.
We're, you know, when I look at your website, there's more and more things that I find, and I'm sure I try to point people in the right directions. On your subheadings under WOTS Word on the Street, you have also an impressive events calendar that is listed calendar type, so people can go down here and see everything from, well, you've got, I'm looking at right now, Film Columbia, celebrating their anniversary, Sharon Hospital Community Programs, and a place that is just one of the most amazing places around here, on the 19th, Olana, with their historic horrors on the Hudson.
Yes. Our events calendar is anyone can post their event for free. We're just trying to, you know, create a resource for all of our readers and for the region of things that are happening. If you're, you know, if you have one source you can go to and find everything. So, and it's also an outlet for folks who, because there are so many events, you know, around here that are just amazing. And it's sometimes hard to get the news out. So, you know, we get submissions all the time for events. And, you know, we just try to help everyone out, whether it's to help promote the event or for folks who are looking for something to do, whether it be, you know, a concert at, you know, next door here at 52 Main, or, you know, a big thing at, you know, these state historic places or like Olana or anything in between. And, you know, we're happy to share that. So, you know, anyone who has an event who would like to get it, you know, put up there, please just email us or go to the Word on the Street or WOTS events calendar, then submit your event tab, and we post it right for free.
You know, also on your website and what you present out there is you have a thorough look at the arts. You can go to an antique section, a music section, the film reviews, which we talked about, and even literature.
Yes. Our art section, we have a couple of pages left to add there, which will be coming in the next few weeks here. But we're trying to cover the arts fairly well, and there are so many, you know, you can dive into so many different niches within what's quote unquote the arts. But, you know, the antiques page, for example, there are so many amazing antiques dealers here in the region and experts. And so our whole idea with this is to have one of those experts share something about, you know, every week or every other week about a particular piece and what makes it unique, and highlight the era it's from and what to look out for. So for folks who are interested in antiques or who just find themselves browsing, maybe there's a little bit of information, you know, here that's of interest. And then at our literature section, we still have a few things to, you know, add there. But right now we have short stories and poetry. And again, if anyone has short stories, poetry, or is an author or anything of that sort, we publish stuff for free, and we help promote it. And we're just looking, you know, to share some amazing stories, whether they be short, long, or anything in between, of folks in the region.
Now, right now, you have the October Main Street Mag up on the website. When does the November issue hit the website and actually also get out on the stands where people can find it around?
This is our press week, so that's why we're here working on a Monday on a holiday. But we're working on it right now. We're hoping to send to the printer end of this week, which should get us, let me just look at the calendar here, which should get the magazines to us in-house here about probably around right before Halloween. You know, we should get them around 29th, 30th. And then it takes us, you know, 2-3 days to get them delivered everywhere. But as soon as that issue hits the newsstands, our full October issue will be posted on our website that you can peruse through there. And we'll put on our homepage, as soon as the November issue hits, we'll put on our homepage the cover, as well as 4 featured stories that you can read right on the homepage.
And, of course, Main Street Magazine is available on Facebook, obviously Twitter, and also you're on Instagram as well?
We are. We've kind of neglected our Twitter a little bit, but we're trying to get back into it. But Instagram, and especially Facebook, we're pretty active on, and we try to just share, you know, cool things. And, you know, and I'll say, after we launched our website and we have a lot of our own content, we've been sharing a lot of that on our Facebook page, especially. So we have the links on there. We tickle you with, you know, the headlines, and just share some great stuff that's happening in the region.
See, you're not the only one. We focus on our Facebook and our Instagram and our own web pages. And yes, we have a Twitter account, but for us to promote what we need to promote, it's just not enough. Just not enough characters on Twitter for us.
Yeah, it's you know, once when I was working my marketing degree, I was reading a book about marketing, a very interesting book, and the guy said he changed my mind about Twitter because I was never a fan. But he said Twitter's like, think of it as microblogging, and I was like, well, that's a great way to put it. And you know, what is 100 and some characters. But yeah, there's certainly value in it. You know, I just feel like Facebook and Instagram are certainly more visual and serve our purposes at least a little better. But, you know, hey, we're still on all 3 platforms and are trying to do the best we can with all that we have going on.
All right, that's Main Street Magazine on the web, mainstreetmag.com, and, of course, out at various locations throughout the tri-state region. Thorin, we'll speak to you again in a week or so.
Thank you so much.